So we're continuing with local news and features. It's batch number 5, and I'm now joined by Cliff. So it's going to be Tim and Cliff reading 4 stories for you. My headlines are ex-council leader Abby lands University of Staffordshire honour, and the new giant warehouse, or a new giant warehouse, is set to be built at Trentham Lakes after Pets at Home snub. And Cliff's stories coming up are...
Two from me, Tim, as you say. The first one is Ofsted inspects North Staffordshire School rocked by turbulence in leadership. And the second story is fears as Staffordshire could lose £4.5 million for electric vehicle charging points.
Excellent, and we'll hear about those very, very shortly. But my first story is ex-council leader Abby lands University of Staffordshire honour. A trailblazing politician has come home to University of Staffordshire to receive an honorary degree, exactly 25 years after her first graduation. Councillor Abby Brown, OBE, was the first generation of her family to go into higher education when she arrived at Stoke-on-Trent campus to study politics. I absolutely loved it, she recalled. The university has played a massive part in my life. My husband studied computing and graduated the same week as me. My son is now doing psychology here. It's a bit of a family affair. Abby went on to be elected to Stoke-on-Trent City Councillor in 2010 from 2015 to 2023. She served as deputy leader and then council leader. She added, "It all came from my time at the University of Staffordshire, channeling my curiosity, asking questions, following interesting ideas, and challenging expectations. The drive to want to take opportunities and keep bouncing back, a belief that anything is possible." But she was also struck by how many of her fellow graduates had chosen to leave Stoke-on-Trent to forge their own careers. "Why did we always seem to be doing ourselves down, forever telling people we were between Manchester and Birmingham, and not shouting loudly about being the proud city of Stoke-on-Trent," she said. When she became council leader, she found that she had had political levers to do something about it. She'd been active in national policy circles too, giving evidence to parliamentary select committees, leading cross-governmental roundtables at Number 10, and influencing discussions on everything from housing and asylum to culture and devolution. Abby had also held prominent roles within the local government association. Collecting her Doctor of the University honour, she described feeling super proud to return a quarter of a century after getting her first degree. She told the latest cohort of graduates, "When I step off the stage shortly, just like you, I take a whole host of experiences that I gained here with the knowledge of wherever I go, a little bit of Stoke-on-Trent goes with me." Over to Cliff, who's going to do the next story for us in batch 5.
Thanks, Tim. And this Ofsted story, it starts with improvements are being seen at a North Staffordshire school which has gone through turbulence in leadership over the past few years. Ofsted inspectors have said that Nutton St Mary's Church of England Academy was rated good at its previous inspection in June 2019, but following the latest visit suggests that aspects of the school work may not be as strong. The latest report said that Nutton St Mary's has experienced turbulence in leadership over the past few years, but this is now stable. The school has begun to raise its expectations of what pupils can achieve. Improvements have been identified, and while work to achieve this has begun, it's still in the early stages. Governors and trustees, however, were slow to act when standards started to decline, but they now have clear oversight of the school's work, and there is more rigour in these checks now. Governors and trustees know that standards need to improve and are ambitious for all pupils. They hold leaders to account, and the staff report said that their well-being is very well supported. Over the past few years, due to staffing changes, staff's workload has increased. The trust has put extra staff into the school, and the staff workload is now managed effectively. The school is part of St Bart's Multi-Academy Trust and was described as warm and friendly in the report. It highlighted support in place for pupils with special educational needs and disabilities, as well as new extracurricular activities such as dodgeball, dance and karaoke. The report said outcomes in reading, writing and mathematics have been too low over time, but they are slowly beginning to improve, and the school has started to address most of the areas in need of development. Staff expertise has recently improved. However, some staff do not possess sufficient knowledge to teach all the subjects effectively. And in addition, some staff do not use the school's recently introduced checks on pupils' learning as effectively as they should. This means that pupils develop gaps in their knowledge that are not swiftly identified and addressed. Attendance rates are slowly improving and staff make regular checks on pupils. They support families to ensure that pupils attend school regularly. However, there remain too many pupils who are regularly absent, and these pupils miss out on important learning, which leads to gaps in their knowledge. The school has recently improved its management of pupils' behaviour, and staff set high expectations for how pupils should behave, whilst vulnerable pupils receive support to help them stay calm so that they can learn. Pupils behave well at playtimes. During lessons, most of the pupils listen and work hard. The school's next inspection will be a graded one, Ofsted said. Principal Carly White said, as a newly formed senior leadership team, we are extremely proud of the many positives identified in our Ofsted report, which builds on the strengths identified in our recent SIAMS inspection. We have worked hard to embed our values and are pleased that Ofsted recognise that staff and pupils live these out, creating a warm, friendly school community where everyone is treated equally. We now look forward to continuing our journey to improve outcomes for every child and family. And I would like to thank our dedicated staff and amazing children for making Nutton St Mary's a wonderful place to be.
Cheers, thank you. So my next story now in batch number 5 is new giant warehouse is set to be built at Trentham Lakes after a snub from Pets at Home. Plans for a new warehouse on the former site of Pets at Home's National Distribution Centre are set to be approved despite concerns over flooding. The planning application for a 15,283 square metre warehouse on the land off Stanley Matthews Way and Trentham Lakes has been recommended for approval by officers at Stoke-on-Trent City Council. Flood risk officers are objecting to the plans because part of the development would be built over a culverted watercourse. They said that this will create issues with structural loading and make it difficult to access the culvert, increasing the risk of flooding. Applicant A Matrix Stoke Propco Limited says that the watercourse is redundant, meaning there is low risk of flooding. After seeking independent advice on the issue, planning officers are supporting the applicant's position. The report to the planning committee states, whilst your officers would not usually make a recommendation against the advice of a statutory consultee, especially given the importance of flood risk, the site circumstances here are considered to be unique. Having taken independent advice on this technical matter, officers are satisfied there is sufficient evidence to support the applicant's position on this occasion. Pets at Home moved to a new facility near Stafford in 2023, and the Trentham Lake site has been out of use since then. Plans to demolish the existing distribution centre were approved earlier this year. The new development would consist of a main warehouse building and a multi-storey van deck, which would be built over the culvert, providing 689 van storage bays. According to the application, the development would serve as a last-mile distribution facility. There would be parking for 229 staff and visitors, with the existing vehicular access points being retained, and officers are recommending that the council request developer contributions of £106,288 to fund highway improvements and active travel. Planning committee members will consider the application when they meet this week. So over to Cliff, who's going to do the final story for us in batch 5.
Thanks, Tim. Concerns have been raised that Staffordshire could lose £4.5 million of government funding for electric car charging points. Staffordshire County Council was allocated the cash earlier this year as part of a national programme aimed at improving electric vehicle charging infrastructure. but the County Council's new Reform UK leaders, who took over the authority after May's local elections, are now carrying out a review of the scheme after questioning whether it will offer taxpayers good value for money. Green County Councillor Jack Rose fears the review could put the government funding in jeopardy and potentially leave Staffordshire residents worse off. He quizzed the council leaders on their approach during a meeting of the Corporate Overview and Scrutiny Committee, but council leader Ian Cooper insisted that the authority has a duty to ensure that taxpayers' money is spent wisely. Staffordshire was part of a Midlands partnership of authorities that secured over £40 million from the local Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Fund to install over 16,000 charging points across the region. The charging points would be installed in areas with limited off-street parking to make it easier for residents to switch to electric vehicles. The funding was secured under the previous Conservative administration. Reform, however, says there is little or no demand for charging points in these areas, and they want the government to let Staffordshire tailor the plans to meet the specific rural needs of the county. But Councillor Rose, who represents Stafford West and Rural, raised concerns that Staffordshire would end up losing the LEVI money. He said, "I just feel we are risking losing this funding from central government. Other authorities around the country are going to be moving forward with these schemes, taking the funding from central government and investing in their local infrastructure. Seems to me that Staffordshire County Council are potentially going to be missing out on this." Councillor Rose further claimed that the scheme could also provide the County Council with a new income stream, whilst also saving electric vehicle users money on charging costs. He added that it seems that the County Council are shooting themselves in the foot. "We're losing the opportunity to invest in local infrastructure, we won't have this revenue source, and residents will miss the chance to save hundreds of pounds individually." However, Councillor Cooper insists that the Reform Administration has a responsibility to review the scheme. He said, "We're reviewing it. The previous administration had a review and a policy regarding EV charging, and it's only right that we brought it back to Cabinet for the rest of the Council to review and consider. So that whole process is ongoing." And he repeated that he has a duty and responsibility to ensure that council money is spent for the benefit of people in Staffordshire. The Cabinet was scheduled to make a decision on giving officers authority to award a contract for the first phase of this project in September, but the council says it's now considering pausing its role in the procurement process while the review is carried out. Thanks, Tim.